They can go to the app. They can find a property. They can do the analysis on it. They can do a inspection. You can close remotely. You can close virtually. Anything you can think of, it does the whole thing. If you need a contractor, you can go and get a contractor on the app. You don't have to do anything. All from a push of a button.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, To the Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. I am your host, Javier Hinojo. And today I have Andrew Stewart out of LA and Florida, but he's mostly in LA. He is a coach. He is an author. He has a pretty cool app. And you guys want to hear about this app. It's going to be really, really cool. And I'm actually excited about this. I'm going to connect him with some folks because I think this can really, really take off on in investing. So I'm going to just go ahead and let him introduce himself and we'll off with the show.
Yeah, like you said, my name is Andre Stewart. I was a banker for 10 years. I worked at Silicon Valley Bank. I worked at Wells Fargo, Wachovia, even a private bank in Los Angeles dealing with high net worth individuals. So I'm very familiar in the financial space. And while I was in that space, I did come across real estate. I didn't dive into it immediately, but, you know, living in L.A., high cost of living, having a kid, it changes everything. And so I dove back into it right around 2014, and I've been in it ever since. And while I was working at Silicon Valley Bank, which was my last position in banking, I was dealing with, you know, high profile tech companies, startups and things like that. And that's what gave me the idea for the InvestSpark real estate investing app.
All right. Perfect. So tell me, what kind of investing do you do?
I pretty much do, you know, whatever the numbers make sense. That's kind of how I invest, because all deals are good deals if you can find value within them. So I typically focus on pre-foreclosures, single family homes, and wholesaling, because you can make a lot of money in a short amount of time doing those three different products.
All right. And any particular area, any market?
I like the Southeast. I love Florida. I love Georgia because of the price points, because I live in, like I said, LA. And, you know, if you know LA, you have Watts and South Central. Looking at a two bedroom, one bath for about 700 square feet is going to run you 600,000. And that was pre, you know, 2020. Now it's running you 800,000 or a million. You know how many houses you can buy in the Midwest or in the South for $1 million?
Well, hell, you buy yourself a 7,000 square foot mansion, man. So you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, you know, my ideal was taking $500,000 and going to the Midwest, Augusta, you know, in Florida. And Augusta is just a sweet spot because of what they did with the cyber tech. And for the military, they have a military base there. So properties were $75,000 on the low end, and you can turn around and sell them for $150,000 on a rehab. So I kind of stayed in those markets where your money will go a little bit further coming from the West Coast.
All right. So are you also doing some flips? So you're doing some flips remotely?
Yeah, yeah. Every single property that I flip has always been remotely. I've never flipped a property in California. I've done South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Vegas, but nothing in California.
All right. So then are you buying these and you're rehabbing them, or you're buying them, put them back for sale, or wholesaling, or a little bit of both, or all three?
Doing all three. So a lot of them, most of the time we buy them and we rehab them and we turn around and sell them, hopefully in like 6 months. But we do get a lot of deals because at some point we had like three or four flips going. That doesn't stop the pipeline from coming in. And so we would get those deals and wholesale them and make 15 or 10 grand on the wholesale within 4 hours. So it depends on the deal. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I know a lot of the audience are thinking like, okay, how are you flipping being in LA, right? I tell everybody that, you know, I'm 24 years old, but I look like I'm 43 because I used to flip houses, right? and they were all like pretty much within, you know, 45 minutes from my house, right? And that was a challenge. I just wasn't any good at it, I guess, you know. And so how are you doing it from LA, right? I mean, you're in California. I mean, you got a team, you partner JV. What's your process?
So when you get into, at least one of the guys that I started with, he lives in Georgia. We used to be friends in Florida. I moved to California. He moved to Georgia and he got his real estate license. And we both went through this investment coaching program at the same time. So I started funneling deals through him. We did our deals together. So I guess you would say a joint venture. And so me and him did our deals together and we built a team out in Augusta, but it took three or four bad deals to build out that team. And so I did the same thing in Vegas. I found a real estate agent over there. So I think the idea is you get someone who has an investing background, who's an agent, who can be your boots on the ground in those markets to help you build out a team, because they should already have one if they're, I guess, an agent-friendly investor.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's very important you have somebody local there to kind of help you out, you know, just, you know, doing the due diligence and on the rehab and things like that. So that's definitely a plus. One of the things that I that I always tell everybody is, hey, when somebody gives, like you said, it took 3 to 4 bad rehabs. But if you would have had the right referrals, the right contacts, it would have probably gone a little bit easier. Maybe not perfect. So I always tell everybody, when you ask for, you know, hey, do you have a plumber? You know, you recommend me a plumber, like in your city. If somebody gives you a plumber and their experience, trust me, they went through a lot of shit, no pun intended, to get to that good plumber. You know what I mean? They probably had 3, 4, 5 bad plumbers.
Exactly.
Now they're giving you a referral. So everybody, yep. I mentioned this in the past, somebody gives you a referral, you got to understand where the referral is coming from pain, suffering, and probably some money spent, right? That's how you got those referrals.
To piggyback off that, if you ever get a contractor who does not have anything going on, if he's like, yeah, I can go by there tomorrow, he's probably not good, because he shouldn't be readily available to go by and do your plumbing work or anything like that. So I always say, get someone who's a week out that might have to schedule you, because if you get someone who's just sitting on the couch, likelihood they're not working.
Definitely a good point. All right. So let's go ahead and chat a little bit about, you were dealing with high net worth individuals and your banking job, and you came up with this app, right? This app idea. And I'm looking it up here on the website here, and it's called Invest Far, F-A-R, like far away. I don't know. What does that mean?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Invest Far. So you're investing far. You're investing remotely. Okay. And so that's what I mean. Like, so me flipping here, I had a lot of clients coming to me trying to get properties in on the markets, because it's like, man, where are you getting these deals from? I'm getting them. How do you know someone in this area? So that's what made me come up with the concept of Invest Far, because I was already investing remotely. And so dealing with so many people coming to me asking for deals, my thought process was like, how can I streamline this so everyone else can do the same thing and stop asking me for deals? And so that's kind of how I came up with the idea, looking at an app that I saw from Nigeria when I was working at the bank, gave me the concept to come up with InvestFar.
Okay. So just kind of give me the kind of like the big picture, right? What would somebody use InvestFar? What would they use it for?
They can go to the app. They can find a property. They can do the analysis on it. They can do a inspection. Full-on inspection, inside, interior. You can do 20 photos. You can close remotely. You can close virtually. You can, if you have do a notarization, you can send someone out for a notary. Anything you can think of, it does the whole thing. If you need a contractor, you can go and get a contractor on the app. If you need a plumber, and then the plumber can just send you an invoice through the app. You don't have to do anything, all from a push of a button. And we're actually going to add property management in the next year or so. So then you will be able to do the entire process from start to finish, from finding, due diligence, connecting with other investors globally, pretty much the whole thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Definitely going to spend some time and check it out. Yeah. But it's investfar.com. It'll be on the show notes. All right. Something else I found on your profile was, we'll hit your Instagram account, AndreStewart1. All right. So now I just clicked follow. So you have an extra follower there. So everybody go ahead and look for the show notes for the Instagram account. It's Andre, A-N-D-R-E, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, and then the number 1, okay? So you'll see a picture of him there. He's got an Instagram account. Awesome. Let's see what else I got. I see a residualroads.com. So tell me about that website.
Residual Roads Business Institute. It's basically a platform, a digital platform, where you can go online and learn how to become a business owner. We try to focus on real estate because that's my expertise. I also have a business background, obviously, because we have business, but we try to show people who are novice or even experienced investors how to do different strategies, not just the basic strategies for investing in real estate. So the platform is like an all-inclusive online education platform for coaching, mentorship, things like that.
Awesome. Yeah, I see you have a novice, apprentice, you have a yacht club, mentoring programs, and then you have some individual kind of, you can customize your package.
Correct.
Which is pretty cool. Great. All right. So it is residualroads.com. And all this, is this like a one-on-one, or is it pre-recorded, or you got a mixture of everything?
No, we do it live. So it's live training. Live, awesome. And then if we do a one-on-one, you know, I'll fly out to wherever you are, spend a day with you, go through some deals. You know, we can kind of do everything.
Awesome. All right. Now tell me about, you got a book coming up.
Yes, The Real Estate Investing Diet. It just came out August 2nd. It was the number one new release. It's been a bestseller for the last 3 weeks. And it basically goes over mindset, because I don't think, and you know, you've been doing real estate, you have to have the right mindset to initially, for one, to start in investing, but to go the long haul, because you might not get your first deal for the first 2 years. And so the people don't have the mindset to become an investor, then it's going to be hard. So we touch on mindset, we touch on accountability, which is huge. And that's why people have mentorship programs. And then we go through a bunch of exit strategies. And in the last chapter, I give the secrets that me and you both know And I talk about that in the book as well. So it's a very impactful book. It has calendars, charts, schedules. It's like a real full-on diet. And so if you're going to diet for your physical life, why wouldn't you diet for your financial life? And so that's why we got the Real Estate Investing Diet.
Awesome. So it's been out for 3 weeks, already a bestseller. I see five-star reviews. Awesome. All right. Real Estate Investing Diet. Andre Stewart. It's on Amazon. It's digital or hardcover?
Anywhere. You can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. It's on Kindle. It's on audio. It's a hardcover.
All right. So how long did it take you to write this book, man?
It took me actually 3 months. I did it during the pandemic. I actually wrote 2 books. The other one's coming out like next year. But you know how when the pandemic first hit, I was bored. We couldn't do anything. I was just upside down on my couch. Like, what am I doing? Yeah. And so I just came up with the concept of like, what can I do to pay it forward? I had time. And that's when the concept came about, because I've been into fitness. That's kind of what I do in my free time. So it just made sense to run them together, because everybody has done a diet at some point in their life.
Well, yeah. So I went to my doctor and he was like, hey, you lost some weight. And he's like, okay, what kind of diet have you been on? I'm like, oh, you never heard of this diet. And he's like, yeah, man, dude, he's like, I've been, a physician for a lot of, I've heard of every single diet. Started going down the list, right? I said, man, you've never heard of this diet. And he's like, all right, what is the name of the diet? I said, my wife's got me in the strict diet. He's like, come on, just tell me the name. But my wife calls it the look good naked diet. And she starts laughing. He's like, yeah, man, I never heard of that one. He's like, yeah. So she's really good at it too. Like, honey, you're not looking good naked. You got to stop eating food, Stop eating bread, stop eating carbs. And like, anyways.
She got it from your podcast, The Naked Truth. Yeah,
probably. I know, right? Anyways. So I definitely liked it. I like the title, man. The Real Estate Investing Diet, for sure. Just reminding me of that story. Cool. Awesome. So what do you have going on right now? What are you guys working on? Anything kind of, I know you got the book, you have your coaching program, you have your app. What else you got going on?
We're actually starting to expand InvestSpar. So ideally, it's a global real estate investing app. You have to capture one market first before you can move to the next. So we've kind of captured the U.S. market. We got a ton of asset managers and wholesalers that send us deals. And so now we're moving to Latin America. I opened an office in Medellin, Colombia a year ago. And so now I go back and forth between Medellin and the States, getting properties to put on the, on the app for Airbnb arbitrage, or just getting properties for people to buy, because the median house price in the U.S. is not $400,000.
Yep.
You can go to Colombia and get a 3-bedroom penthouse with a gym downstairs with a rooftop pool for like $175,000 to $200,000. And so we're just basically trying to, live where you want to live and invest where the numbers make sense. So we're going to start expanding InvestSpar in Latin America, and then we're going to head over to Europe and start tackling that market as well. So that's kind of what we're working on right now, trying to scale the app, so that people can get into these markets. If you travel, you can get a nice property somewhere in Costa Rica for $75,000 on the ocean. So I think just want to,
Got the DR, Dominican Republic.
Exactly.
Real estate, beautiful, beautiful country. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's definitely cool. Definitely going to look into this app. Man, I'm already thinking a whole bunch of stuff you can do with this, right? I'm already, after the podcast, I got some more connections for you, for folks you can reach out to, but with this app.
And it's funny, like if you go on the app, hopefully people do, it has a story feature. Like when you go on Instagram, and how everybody wants to flip, fix and flop all these shows on TV. We have that component on the app. So you have your stories feature where you can put and upload your rehab, whatever you're working on. So everyone can see, kind of like Instagram stories. So I think that's cool, because people want to showcase what they're doing, and why not do it on a real estate app and build connections that way?
Oh yeah. That's super cool. I mean, the website's super easy to use. I was on it, and it's pretty cool. So definitely looking forward to see you expanding to other countries, right? I never bought real estate in other countries, but again, right? You can, you live where you want to live, and then you invest where the numbers make sense. I like that. I buy properties pretty much all over the country. I don't necessarily buy them here in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And we're buying some in Minnesota, some in Ohio, and I live in North Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. So, just because the numbers make sense. And would I buy something in Medellin or, DR? Heck yeah, I would, right? The numbers make sense. Sure. Andre, if you could hook me up with an app that would help me find a property in the DR or Colombia, that'd be great, man. So if you come up with an app, right? Because that's one of the biggest things, right? People don't invest, or they don't know what they don't know, right? Like, okay, great. Right. How do I know if I'm going to buy a property in Tulum, Mexico, Cancun? Right. Is this a good deal? What am I doing? Like, where do you even get those resources from, right? So we already have something available for the public that I have never heard of, really. Like, I've been around real estate for quite a while now, and this is the first time I hear of an app that'll make it a lot easier for you to buy properties in other countries, which is pretty badass.
And I, you know what? The greater thing about it, we just came across some new development. So you can get a new development in Medellin, Colombia, $35,000 for a 2-bedroom, 3-bathroom, again, with a pool, with a rooftop, all of these different things. If you can't afford to buy a property in the States, because I mean, most of the rehabs on properties is about $35,000 in the U.S. Yeah. You can buy a full-on property in another country. So almost anybody can save up enough funds in these states among friends. If you got $10,000, this person bring $10,000, this person bring $10,000. Now you have a property that you fully own in another country that you can put on Airbnb and make money way. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Great. So let me ask you this. So right now, what is... What you talked about your book and you talked about how you have exit strategies. I made a note here. I want to go back to that. Mm-hmm. And so what is your favorite exit strategy?
You know what, man? Fixing and flipping is great, but I love wholesaling because you get a property. All you're doing is selling a piece of paper. So I mean, if you can make $15,000, and I think the fastest wholesale that I've done to make 15 grand was it took 30 minutes. Where can you make 15 grand in 30 minutes unless you have a business or something like that? But it's anyone can do it. So I think wholesaling is the way. And I talk about that in the real estate investing diet. If you're trying to quit your job in the next 90 days, wholesaling would be the way to go. Because if you just, you know, add up your monthly expenses, if it comes to 5 grand, do three wholesale deals at 5 or 10 grand a pop. And then you stack your bank account. And then within 6 months, you can leave your job. So I think wholesaling is the one that I like because it's the least amount of work and you can make 15 grand within a short amount of time.
Awesome. Cool. Andre, anything else do you want to add? We're getting toward the end here, but anything else you want to add? I see LinkedIn. I see Twitter. Everything will be in the show notes. The Amazon link to the book will also be in the show notes.
I would tell you know what? I have an Investing Uncensored. That's my podcast. I think people should go there because I talk about a lot of different things. I think if you're understand economics globally, it'll help you become a better investor, whether it be here or somewhere else, because a lot of times things that happen abroad, they eventually make it back to the States. So I think if you understand economics and understand things holistically, you'll be a better investor. And so that's kind of what I do on the Investing Uncensored. I go over a lot of different things. I talk about international investing. I talk about things that are going on with your relationship, because if that's not right, it's going to be really hard for you to be an investor. You know what I mean? So,
for sure, man. That's definitely key. My wife and I talk about that all the time. You know, this is a business. It's a business, right? So it's, you know, you got to put time, energy, and effort. It can get hard sometimes. And if you don't have support from your partner, significant other, right? It's even going to be harder, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Teamwork make the dream work. And if you're, you know, if mama not happy, nobody's happy.
Exactly. Right. I mean, you know, you're sitting there and it's Sunday and it's Saturday and you're working and then you get that look, you know, like, man, you're still working. Like, you know, I don't know if it just happens to me. I'm not saying it happens to you guys, or I'm not saying it happens to you, Andre, but you know, I get that look like, man, you know, you work like 70 hours a week, still on the damn phone. Anyway, it happens to me quite often. So
hey, you're like, baby, I'm trying to retire you in the next 5 years, you know?
Yeah. So that's why, right. If you have an understanding, you know, and you communicate that, my wife's like, hey, just be in the moment. I know you'll probably never retire and you're always going to be doing something. But if we're hanging out, we're having dinner, you know what? Just be in the moment, right? That's all she asked for. And let me know. Like, she's like, I hate being the last person that knows you're going on a trip. And did I tell you about that? She's like, no. Like, damn, I thought I did. And she just wants to be informed. Like, hey, honey, you know, I'm going on a trip for 4 days and 2 weeks from now, right? Or whenever it is. And now they can prepare for it. So definitely very important, which is something that a lot of people don't talk about.
Correct. Yep. Lack of communication. Huge.
How long you been married? And Andre, you married?
No, I'm not married. You know what I mean? But I am in a relationship, so I do have a partnership.
How long? How long is that? How long you been?
Maybe about a year and a half, 2 years.
Right, that's good. That's a good time.
Yeah. So people don't like having these uncomfortable conversations. And so I think people should get comfortable having uncomfortable conversations because, like you said, finances are huge. And the number one reason for divorce is infidelity. And then you have finances and lack of communication, right? Yep. And so I think we mentioned weight gain. So, I mean, 2 through 4 probably lead to number one. So, yeah. So I think everything you're saying hits it on the head. It's huge. So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, I'll be married 25 years here shortly, man.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't look like it. I got married when I was 8. So
I was about to say, man, you got married at 1. You know,
yeah, man,
I got you.
Cool. Andre, so it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. And this brings me to my favorite part of the show. So I got a MacBook. And I've been working on my new MacBook, so I don't have my Windows no more. I gave it to my to one of my kids. And there's this roulette that I always use, okay, which I just ask you some three random questions. But since the roulette, I could not get it to load on my MacBook, so I got to figure that out here. You are the first guest that I'm going to pick my top three favorite questions
I'm
going to ask. Now, I usually do my roulette, and you see it, and I push this button. My roulette button. But since we don't have a roulette, I'm just going to ask you something like my three random questions. All right, you ready?
I guess so.
All right, the roulette. First question for Andre. All right, let's see what we got. All right, one of my favorite questions is, if you were in a zombie apocalypse, who or which three people would you want on your team?
Oh, wow. The zombie apocalypse. That's tough. I would obviously say my significant other.
All right.
I would say one of my friends from Florida.
Okay.
And
all your friends from Florida. Like he said, yeah, it was me. He was talking about me.
You know, right. That's why I didn't say anybody. That's one right, of my friends.
Right. Yeah. And,
and then
they can be a famous person, whatever. Don't matter. Anybody.
I'm bringing, I was going to say Kobe, but can't do that. I would say maybe like a LeBron. Maybe here we go. Yeah. You know, I think he got a high IQ. He can get us out of a situation.
Awesome. Okay. So you got, your significant other, your friend from Florida, and LeBron. Cool. Awesome. Zombie apocalypse. All right. Good answer. All right. Here we go. Second question. All right. Second question is, what is the craziest thing you ever snuck into a movie theater?
Maybe some gummy bears, man. That's probably the extent of that.
No flask, no wine, no liquor, a box of cereal with a half a gallon of milk. That's what I've seen. That's what I heard, man. Like,
yeah. Crush,
cereal, no. Bowls. No, okay. Just a gummy bear. All right. Man. Well, I didn't ask what kind of gummy bears. from your local grocery store, right? Or
the special? No. These are European gummy bears, man. They're like high profile, you know? All right.
Okay, so from a boutique.
Exactly.
Very good. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. All right. Third question. Final question. All right. So if you could take any celebrity on a date, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, man. You're putting me on the spot. Who's listening? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would have to say I'd have to do a bromance with Kobe if Kobe was alive.
All right. That's cool.
Bromance. I want to, you know, sit down and pick his brain and talk to him about different things.
That'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, for sure. That'd be
pretty cool. Andre, you survived the Naked Truth Roulette. Thanks for being here.
Yes.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. It's been great having you on. And any last words, anything before we end the interview?
No, man. You know, if anybody wants to get into real estate, obviously I got to plug the book, shameless plug, Real Estate Investing Diet. But, you know, don't reinvent the wheel, man. Everyone that came before us that are doing real estate or have business, there's a formula to it. So I know you've done the same thing. I've done the same thing. So if you want to get into it, man, do what people that came before you've done. You'll be successful. Yep.
I always tell everybody that you can either pay a coach or a mentor, or you can go and pay the street, and the street won't be nice.
Exactly. You're going to overspend.
Yeah, you're going to spend it somehow. So
yep.
Find somebody you resonate with, connect with, and you know, go for it. Right. That's all I got to say. Well, Andre, thanks again for being on the show. My name's Javier. Don't lose your shirt. Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel, or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks. For everybody, it's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's a really cool Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.